Blue Deck, number 104. Ruby and Set Me Free here on Blue Deck, number 104. My name's Phil Coyne. Hope you're all very well. So it's been about 7 months since I did a show. I was thinking to myself earlier, I should probably get back into it because there's some bangers around at the moment. That first one was by Ruby, who is a 19-year-old singer-songwriter from North London. She's been singing and playing music since she was 6 years old and is inspired by friends and family, with a younger brother who has Down syndrome being a huge influence on her. Go and check her out. Links will be in the show notes over at bluedeckshow.com. You can find her on Instagram. It's instagram.com/rubymusic with two C's. So tonight will be a test. I'm going to see if I've still got it, if I still enjoy it, that sort of thing, because it's been so long since I did one. I guess I kind of fell out of love with it. Real life was getting in the way. It was taking up loads and loads of time, so I'm going to ease myself back into it. But I've got some really good tunes on for you tonight, so stick around. If you'd like to subscribe so you never miss a show, go to bluedeckshow.com/listen. Click on the little link for your podcasting platform of choice, and you'll get a notification every time there's a new show. Next up for you today, I've got the Rosadox. This is called Stand Alone. We'll be right back. The Rosa Docks and Stand Alone here on Blue Deck number 104. They're a five-piece alt-rock indie band rising up through the up-and-coming UK indie music scene, located in Sheffield. They're described as having meaningful lyrical roots with strong guitar-driven melodies and anthemic arena-filling choruses. They had a great year in 2023, selling out a full UK tour along with a gigantic sold-out hometown headline show at Sheffield City Hall. They joined the likes of Madness, Kim Wilde, The K's, The Sherlocks, The Lathams, Sleeper and many more with support slots and played many major festivals including their debut at Isle of Wight. Described by National Music magazines as one of the most in-demand anthemic indie rock bands on the circuit right now. Go and check them out. Links will be in the show notes, bluedeckshow.com. One of my favourite ever songs I've played on Blue Deck was by the Rosa Docks called Where You're Supposed to Be. Beautiful track. So let me know your thoughts, let me know how it sounds. Obviously I haven't touched a thing in 7 months in terms of recording stuff, so it should be how I left it, but you know what it's like. Something always changes. But it's nice, nice chilled. I like the background music that I've got as well. It's a Sunday night. It's like 8 o'clock. It's a nice time to do a show. So this week I'm quite excited because I'm going up to Bristol tomorrow. Gonna see Giant Rooks and Andrew Cushing at Thekla in Bristol, which I believe is a converted German cargo ship. So that's going to be fun. And I guess that's what sort of put me in the mood, I guess, going to see live music again. Next up for you today, I have Avis. This is called Daffodil Girl.
Or the way
Avis with Daffodil Girl. They're a four-piece indie rock band based in Hull who aim to make ambitiously creative music and performances while still having something that feels familiar. Looking at the four of them, you wouldn't think that this bunch of misfits would make the music that they do. And despite their youthful appearance, Avis have a knack for writing incredibly catchy songs, and with only a few live performances under their belt, they're already beginning to draw crowds of loyal fans to their shows. I really like that. Go and check them out. Links will be in the show notes over at bluedeckshow.com. They're quite a new band as well from the looks of it. Only 240 monthly listeners, so quite small. So I thought I'd lump them in with some of the heavyweights. If I missed my 2-year anniversary, that would have been February, I don't know, 20 something. But yeah, been back 2 years with a 7-month hiatus. Oh well, I'm used to that by now. Next up for you today, absolutely love this song. This is Spangled with Little Tom.
Please leave your message after the tone.
I had your tune banging on the Bluetooth in the car on the way to work today. Genuinely, probably my favourite song ever. I'll never get sick of it. It's so good.
Call me tomorrow, I'm impartial to explosions. I left halfway through the kaboom. But I'm never too sure why I'm always on the ball. Got my head up in the clouds, I'm a hottie with the short sport. No Crocs and spiky haggles. Wales, at the pyramids of Giza, get off with the Mona Lisa. If she was real, I probably would. And do you ever get the feeling like someone's watching you? Do I fuck, mate? I've got stories to tell. I found a million different people with a million different ways to hell.
Whoa!
Spangled and Little Tom. What a banger. So, so good. That was off their single Horizons Glance, came out on the 8th of March, so only a couple of days ago. Something new and fresh for you. Spangled are one of my favourite bands that I've discovered while doing Blue Deck. Their first album, Chasing Nebulas, is incredible. Go and check that out if you haven't already. And looking at their Spotify profile, there's something new coming soon by the sounds of it. It simply says, the experiment has begun. Please stand by for further details. Links will be in the show notes over at bluedeckshow.com. So I'm thinking of easing myself back into it, probably doing a show every 2 weeks for now, maybe a little bit longer than previous, just so I give myself a little bit of time, because I think I ran out of time to do everything and then I was just rushing the shows out and it wasn't what I envisaged. So normal service will be resumed at some point. Watch this space. Next up for you today, love this as well. This is The Baby Goats with Won't Stop Waiting.
I can't stop waiting for her. I won't stop waiting for you.
The Baby Goats and Don't Stop Waiting. No, Won't Stop Waiting. Little bit rusty. So that's off their debut album called Electricity. It says begins release on February the 16th this year. The Baby Goats are a heavy, funk, new wave trio from the godforsaken San Fernando Valley in California. Imagine three new wave, punk rock, metal-spirited dudes who gave it all up for a Moog synth, a Juno X, a Fender Strat blowing through an orange amp, and an old beat-up drum kit stolen from, I'm sorry, abandoned by the San Fernando Valley youth band. They built a Trojan house. They built a Trojan horse out of an old disco club, drove it to the show, parked it on stage, and dared you to dance with them. Think Blondie, Talking Heads, LCD Sound System, various heavy influences too, but they got a feeling you'll come up with your own thoughts on this matter. Whatever the case, they got styles for miles, and live is the only way to go. Love that. They are playing quite a few shows around Los Angeles and Ventura and places that are thousands of miles away from me, but there you go. So the singer in that band is called Chance. I started playing him on Bit Jobs for the Masses in 2006, so it's great that he's getting new stuff out there again. Next up for you today is Hot Mud. This is called Learning to Be Lonely.
Better get my ass out of bed and shake those bedbugs out of my head and pretend to be happy. Yesterday I should have been dead. I've done some things but left unsaid, but wouldn't make one hell of a story. See, when I lost you, I lost control. A lonely lost boy with a lonely lost soul. And now I stumble around searching for you, doing everything I shouldn't do. Where are
Hot Mud with Learning to Be Lonely. Since bio reads, I guess you could say Hot Mud was an alter ego of a man named Muddy Waters. It was a self-proclaimed nickname for his wild, intoxicated personality. Over time, Hot Mud completely took over and eventually found himself in very dark places, in his surroundings and in his own mind. A rocky road thankfully led him to rehab, where Hot Mud spent over a year in treatment facilities where he became sober and healthy. He did recovery work, attending meetings, found hope, and settled into second stage sober living. He crammed musical instruments, recording equipment, and cameras into this tiny room the size of your mother's closet. He covered his wall with green Bristol board to make trashy music videos. He taught himself basic recording techniques while performing each composition, layering one track at a time onto a broken computer with broken instruments, some that he found in the basements of the rehab facility. He huddled in the farthest corner of his room and sang as quietly as possible, trying not to bother the other recording tenants. He created a record of songs he wrote during his struggle with addiction and the early stages of recovery. It's a glimpse into a man's mind with good intentions and bad habits, prepared to make a change for the better. It is an ode to creativity and its healing powers. It is a personal, yet universal journey. That's off his latest album, debut album, called Rehab Rock. It came out on the 1st of March this year. Go and check it out, I love that. I'm going to listen to that on the way to Bristol tomorrow. Next up for you today is Caitlin Lavagna. This is her latest release, it's called Run a Mile.
Cool. I'm the one who played the fool. Ha!
Caitlin Lavagna and Run a Mile here on Blue Deck, number 104. She was born in Rhondda with strong Gibraltar roots and has developed a huge passion for singing and rhythm. With a strong, rich vocal and a knack for instant pop hooks, Caitlin blends honest songwriting with an exciting rhythmic core. Whether it's sharing the bill with other up-and-coming artists, jumping into character, costume and talking to the stage to acts, or headlining her own show, Caitlin always brings us a fiesta so people can let loose and shake their frames. So Caitlin was the very first interview that I ever did on Blue Deck, way back November 2022. Gonna have a listen if you haven't. I'd like to do more of those. I need to get going with it, really. I've been saying that for 2 years. But the format that we did, we didn't do it live. I just sent her a list of questions. She recorded the answers, then I sort of talked in between. I think it worked quite well. Baby steps, though. We'll get there. We'll get there. One day at a time, as they say. Next up for you today, I have... So I'm so out of practice. My show notes are all over the place. I've got Amelia Coburn with Perfect Storm.
Like a perfect storm. Gave my body to the earth. I lent my soul out to sea, so my spirit shakes through every lake and mountain. April days, watch clouds look like butter. There was butter across the skies and melting in the sun. Open minds, open hearts, but my eyes are closed. And wings cannot lift me from the ground. Come rain, friend, and you're mine. But oh, how it rains over England. It's a perfect storm. So we chose to draw the line, but where does it end? Will my paper and ink run dry? I don't want to leave, I don't want to forget, I don't want our story to end. Empty words are like a bird's flight of fantasy. Empty words are like a bird's flight of fantasy, like a perfect storm. A perfect storm. A perfect storm.
Amelia Coburn with Perfect Storm. So Amelia is Darkness and Light, from tales of vengeful widows and moonlit stream of consciousness to songs filled with whimsical romance. She has a knack for making the unusual sound timeless. Her work is populated with the characters she meets in the dark shadows of literature, film noir, and travels in for unfamiliar lands. Amelia threads Tin Pan Alley melodies through European folk music and torchlit jazz, with a blur of psychedelia and baroque pop. Go and check her out. That is off her album Between the Moon and the Milkman. I believe it's out now. Yes, it is. It came out on the 8th of March. Another one for me to listen to tomorrow. So we're nearly at the end of the show. I'm not quite sure where the time has gone, but I have really, really enjoyed it. So that's a good sign. Next up for you today is Tom Southern. This is The Guy in the Suit and Tie. Tom Southern with Guy in the Suit and Tie. So about the single, he says, it provides an immediate sense of urgent emotion, drawing us straight into Tom's observations of everyday life, and specifically, the experience of a stranger he passes by on a street. The lyrics depict a man in a suit and tie shedding tears, which serve as a metaphor for societal expectations and the pressure to maintain a polished exterior, even when struggling internally. However bleak the reality of the song's meaning is, Tom's upbeat and colourful production and performance style deliver the music in a totally polar opposite way, carefree and amusing. It allows the song to not take itself too seriously. It delves into the notion that behind the facade of success and conformity, there often lies vulnerability and pain. As Tom questions the reasons behind the man's tears, the song invites us to reflect on the complexity of human emotions and the masks we wear to conceal our inner turmoil. The feel-good presentation of the song with lyrics such as "Oh, I feel sorry for the guy in the suit and tie, and I hope he finds his way," serve as a great reminder on the importance of empathy in understanding the hidden struggles of others. Go and check that out. Links will be in the show notes over at bluedeckshow.com. It came out on the 8th of March, so brand new, fresh and all that for you. If you'd like to get in contact with the show, you can go to bluedeckshow.com. Links to social media and all that jazz are on there. If you want to send your comments, voice notes, whatever you'd like to do, you can email phil@bluedeckshow.com. Last track then coming up for you today is by Sylvie. Another amazing new talent that's popping out of the shadows, shall we say. So in 2023, she showcased as a Wide Days artist and headlined a stage at prominent Scottish festival Tenement Trail, as well as playing numerous support slots around Scotland and England, including Stockton Calling and headlining the sessions in Manchester. Sylvie showcased virtually in Mexico to an online audience of Festival Marvin Gateway. I've been Phil Coyne. You've been listening to Blue Deck number 104. This is Sylvie and Visions.
I often wonder why every night before I sleep I want to act our lives, I know I'll never leave. Eyes painted pictures right beneath my sheets. Plain rocks and ridges, is it fact or fiction, or is it just visions? When we all just wind up dead. Some people don't fall victim, never let freedom feel unfamiliar. I see the pictures right beneath my sheets. Play rags and riches, is it fact or fiction, or is it just vision? Visions.
just painted pictures right beneath my sheets. Playing rags and riches, is it fact or fiction, or is it just visions?
Thank you so much for listening to Blue Deck. Did you know that if you'd like to support the show, you can go to bluedeckshow.com/support. If you'd like to, you can make a donation. And at the moment, you can also sign up completely free of charge to become an early access member of Blue Deck. Go and check it out.